From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins. This week, whilst Nigel's been beavering away in London, I have been in Birmingham at the World of Learning Conference, where I managed to catch up with technology analyst Craig Weiss. So I'm with Craig Weiss at World of Learning 2014, and Craig, you did a session yesterday about tech trends, and I had two questions that I wanted to pick your brains about. The first one is, what is the one tech trend in learning technologies that you think that people in L&D should be really looking into and caring about right now?
I would say the number one trend that you really should be looking into, believe it or not, I'm not going to say mobile. I'm going to say video. Video is going to be the next big trend, and that's something you should be looking into on being able to create a video-based course with all sort of bookmarking capabilities, stopping with assessments. And obviously, I'll cheat here. I'll say the other one and a half is mobile. Tablets on-off sync with a self-contained app is, you know, something that you should be exploring on, and not just where it clicks and goes into a web browser.
Okay, and you, just quickly picking up on that, you said that surprisingly few learning management systems are enabled to do what you might actually need to do with video. Is that right?
That's correct. And what they'll be able to do is you have an option. You can upload the video, let's say, as an MP4. It's just a video clip. Or you can put it into an authoring tool. But very few of them are able to actually take the video and convert it to a SCORM 1.2 compliance or any type of compliance standard. It's very minimal, and it's even smaller numbers that can even allow you to upload video from a smartphone or a tablet.
Okay, so are we expecting to see vendors get their act together very quickly?
I think you're going to see, the video is very hot, but I don't think you're going to see like the masses get to that quickly. The smartphone and tablets upload video. Again, you know, there's just a big disconnect in terms of the consumer world, the marketplace, and the LMS world. So you're going to see stragglers. I mean, it's, you know, it's like there's people today that still don't have apps for Android or iOS for mobile.
Okay. So this leads me on to my second question. So you said that the learning tech companies are like lemmings. They all follow each other, and that they're about 2 years behind consumer tech. So my question, therefore, is, and building what you've just said, is will they ever catch up? And should we be looking elsewhere for the tech that we need to power this stuff in organizations?
Well, the advantage of today is, I track 630 LMSs, learning systems in the world. So the advantage is there's more systems, and as a result, there's more early adopters. But, you know, from the lemming angle, I'm talking about the general mass of vendors. So there's always going to be early adopters. There's always going to be people trying to push the envelope. And now I see more than I've done in the past, I think, as a result of these newer ones kind of coming in. But don't assume that the newer ones have the latest technology. It doesn't work that way. It really comes down to how the vendor perceives themselves. That said, they're always going to be, if you compare it to the giant consumer marketplace, they're always going to be behind. And I like to use an example of social media, of social learning. In order to have social learning, you have to have social media. So what do I see? I see lots of Facebook. I see a lot of people that, you know, hey, here's my new social, it's profiles. Okay, that was like 5 years ago. Or I see somebody come out and go, I've got a discussion board. I had a discussion board on my website in 1995. You know, so there's way behind. And there's over 2,400 social media type of sites. Why am I seeing the same three? Again, a great example is if I'm education and I'm K-12, the kids are overwhelmingly using Snapchat. Why am I not seeing that kind of a capability, especially because of today's APIs? So even if you don't have the technology, with the integrations of APIs, any system can integrate and interface those to have the APIs. The catch-22 is a lot of them like to charge you. So even though they may have it in-house, if they can charge you, they will.
Okay, so can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
So I'm actually a vendor, so, and I'm just listening to what you're saying, and I, so as a vendor, what's my priority now? What should I expect to be doing? Because this sounds like a kind of stressful place to be right now, based on what you've just said.
Well, what you should be doing is you should be looking at what the consumer marketplace is doing. You should be identifying where you think it's going to go and pay attention. But don't rely just on what I hear often from vendors saying, well, my current clients aren't asking it for me. Well, they're your current clients. Why would they ask for it? B, a lot of people don't know. And it's like, if I don't know, I'm not going to ask you. You know, in other words, if I'm riding around in a buggy whip and I had no idea cars were around, why would I ask you, do you have a car? So you can't have that kind of thinking. And you don't know how many people are not looking at you because you don't have that. So I would say, you know, look at that. For me, utilize my blog where I have kind of the trends thing and everything else posted. But on your own, regardless, you know, take a look at what the marketplace, the consumer. So I'm not talking consumers from e-learning. I'm actually talking about the consumer technology marketplace. And see, you can start getting a sense of what it is. That doesn't mean, you know, you run out and you put HD into your system, because you have to understand the limitations of current technology on a global scale. And that's another thing. You know, you can't just focus only on your own country or your own region. I always say to people, even if you're not marketing to other countries, I always say to people, do you have a website? Yeah. Are you in the cloud? Yeah. Okay, that, what stops me, you know, from going and looking at your platform or wherever I'm in the world? So, you know, there's certain things you have to think about. It's no longer this provincial brick-and-mortar perspective. You know, even if you are brick-and-mortar, it doesn't work that way anymore. And you just have to start paying more attention. You have to look around. You can't look at this narrow scope of vendors and go, well, they're not doing it, so I'm not going to. You should say to yourself, you know what? I got 629 friends. How can I make myself differentiate versus those 629? Because I guarantee you, some of those 629 are doing it right now. And if you wait too long, you've missed your chance. There's a small window for doing cool stuff before everybody else sees it and jumps on it, and now you're stuck.
Great. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
From scratch. From scratch.